Lesson 34.
Antique.
Antique shops exert a peculiar fascination on a great many people. He kept his library there, his antiques, and his collection of newspaper clippings and reviews. The furniture was old and comfortable, leather couches, newspaper racks, priceless antique tables. Fascination. His fascination for sociology remains. Forbidding. The more expensive kind of antique shop, where rare objects are beautifully displayed in glass cases to keep them free from dust, is usually a forbidding place. A man of rather forbidding countenance drew a revolver and thrust the weapon into his face. For nearly a decade, the team had been building a road through the forbidding mountains and jungles. Muster. But no one has to muster up courage to enter a less pretentious antique shop. What seems to be the matter? Inquired Vic, with all the calmness and self-possession he could muster. He can also muster courage and resistance. Pretentious. He is a talented but pretentious writer. Pretentious literary style does not prevail today. Labyrinth. There is always hope that in its labyrinth of musty, dark, disordered rooms, a real rarity will be found amongst the piles of assorted junk that litters the floors. The human mind is a labyrinth. We need an expert to guide us through the labyrinth of rules and regulations on this subject. Musty. The shelves are loaded with old musty books whose pages have become yellowish. When the door was open, a musty smell came from the room. Rarity. That painting is a real rarity. The painter seldom painted landscapes. Assorted. Rocks of assorted sizes and shapes are embedded in the bottom of a glacier. The bowl contains assorted hard sweets. Junk. His writing is all junk. When are you going to stop bringing home this junk? Litter. The desks were littered with fruits which the students had been sketching. He lit a candle and slowly went into the garden bed, which was littered with petals. Dedicated. A truly dedicated bargain hunter must have patience, and above all, the ability to recognize the worth of something when he sees it. She is a dedicated athlete who practices every day. He is currently a dedicated student, but how long will that dedication last? Bargain hunter. Who would not like to be a bargain hunter? But one has got to have the leisure and the money. It is a bargain hunter who discovered the priceless violin. Dealer. To do this, he must be at least as knowledgeable as the dealer. The dealers hadn't had anything to get excited about in years. You will see a dealer sitting at his door who gossips with a neighbor. Cherish. Like a scientist bent on making a discovery, he must cherish the hope that one day he will be amply rewarded. He cherished the idea of retiring to Switzerland some day. Don't cherish the illusion that he will pay your debts. Amply. Measurements in the laboratory have amply confirmed our prediction. He apologized amply for his error. Masterpiece. He has often described to me how he picked up a masterpiece for a mere £50. A good critic is one who narrates the adventures of his mind among masterpieces. Mere. His inspection was concluded in a mere glance. The empire lasted a mere dozen years. Prize. Frank begged him to do so, and the dealer reluctantly prized it open. The thief prized the casket in less than a second. They prized the box open with a lever. Carve. Apart from an interesting-looking carved dagger, the box was full of crockery, much of it broken. He carved his initials on the inside of a ring. The statue is carved out of marble. Dagger. Bellino thrust a dagger into the bear's heart. Miniature. Frank gently lifted the crockery out of the box and suddenly noticed a miniature painting at the bottom of the packing case. An inventor in Tokyo recently came out with a miniature telephone. We may well call Ants Wars miniature. Composition. As its composition and line reminded him of an Italian painting he knew well, he decided to buy it. He is always looking for composition in predecessors. Well, the composition is not bad, but the line and colour are terrible. Lesson 35. Justice. The word justice is usually associated with courts of law. The victims have at last received compensation for their injuries. So justice has been done. Court. Below the courts of appeals are the district courts. Ultimately, his suit was settled out of court. Law. The best thing of all is not full authority for laws, but rather full authority for a wise man who understands the art of kingship. He is always breaking the law. He broke the law when he was born. His parents were unmarried. Innocence. We might say that justice has been done when a man's innocence or guilt has been proved beyond doubt. He stopped his friends, beginning his story over and over again, declaring his innocence. Even the police protested his innocence. Undertake. Those who seek it undertake an arduous journey and can never be sure that they will find it. To please the court, I undertook the defense of the accused very reluctantly and only at the urging of the judge advocate, that no other defense counsel was available. the Reference Division of the National Library is undertaking a development project. Arduous. You will not have to spend the next few days recovering from a long and arduous journey. Every large firm faces the problem of providing work for employees who, because of illness or age, are no longer able to perform arduous physical labor. Abstract. There are rare instances when justice almost ceases to be an abstract concept. Beauty and truth are abstract ideas. This theory is completely abstract instead of being based on a more or less mechanical model. Concept. Democracy is a concept that includes, among other things, the ideas of individual freedom and the right to vote. These concepts contradict each other. Mete out. Reward or punishment are meted out quite independent of human interference. The jury carefully meted out punishment for the offenders. On what basis did he mete out the rewards? Interference. This separation exists because of the interference by the state for economic reasons. We don't want any of your interference. Accord. Their views were found to be in perfect accord. There were solemn suggestions at first that his policy and intentions might not be in accord with the best interests of the country. Premises. The landlord gave us permission to enter his premises to inspect the meters. A high fence protects the premises. Convert. The shop was an old converted house with many large disused fireplaces and tall narrow chimneys. Chemical energy may be converted to heat. We promise to convert our entire fleet of cars to front-wheel drive technology. Disused. Maybe this is a disused word. Granny grudged to part with anything, including the disused. Fireplace. Who would not like to sit beside the fireplace on cold winter nights? Jimmy asked his father whether Santa Claus would choke from smoke when he descended the fireplace chimney. Muffle. Towards midday, a girl heard a muffled cry coming from behind one of the walls. Their footsteps were muffled in the carpeted corridors. The voice came muffled from above his head. Chip. After chipping through a wall which was 18 inches thick, they found that a man had been trapped in the chimney. The carpenter chipped and chopped, but the tree stood still. It is difficult to chip old paint off the inside of a container. Blacken. The sorry-looking blackened figure that emerged admitted at once that he had tried to break into the shop during the night, but had got stuck in the chimney. Is it true that arsenic blackens silver? He sought to blacken his cousin's reputation. Emerge. Light could emerge even on the blackest northern night. She saw Lottie emerge from the shrubbery. Lesson 36. Credulous. We are less credulous than we used to be. Improbable. In the 19th century, a novelist would bring his story to a conclusion by presenting his readers with a series of coincidences, most of them wildly improbable. What is there so improbable in it? Everyone present agreed that her proposition was highly improbable. Obscure. Readers happily accepted the fact that an obscure maidservant was really the hero's mother. Do you think because I am poor, obscure, plain, and little, I am soulless and heartless? Well, that's one way for an obscure person to go down in history. Maidservant. Several local girls were employed as maidservants. Presume. A long-lost brother, who was presumed dead, was really alive all the time and wickedly plotting to bring about the hero's downfall. I presumed that my sister would be at home when I called, but she wasn't. Wickedly. He wickedly took advantage of their urgent need for help. Rabbit grinned wickedly. Plot. Proud nobles quarrelled or plotted against each other. There were others who dreamed for Poland and plotted to throw bombs at the Tsar. Downfall. His downfall was caused by his own conceit. It sped the downfall of his enterprise. Naive. Modern readers would find such naive solutions totally unacceptable. The stupid neither forgive nor forget. The naive forgive and forget. The wise forgive but do not forget. Unacceptable. We, for our part, found the free city proposal unacceptable. Mass unemployment is the unacceptable aspect of modern technology. Conspire. Yet, in real life, circumstances do sometimes conspire to bring about coincidences which anyone but a 19th century novelist would find incredible. These two factors conspire to cause a loss of control. All things conspired towards that result. Incredible. I can believe anything, provided that it is quite incredible. The attention the fake received, the time devoted to it, the money which absorbed it, were incredible. Resemblance. After they had gone on, Mrs. Busman commented on the workman's close resemblance to her husband and even suggested that he might be his brother. There are striking resemblances between the twin brothers. These languages have a strong resemblance. Scorn. Franz poured scorn on the idea, pointing out that his brother had been killed in action during the war. He asked the question with a streak of scorn. The politician became the object of scorn by the nation's cartoonists. Acquaint. Though Mrs. Busman was fully acquainted with this story, she thought that there was a chance in a million that she might be right. With every detail of Minnie's character, I am quite acquainted. With every detail of Minnie's character, I am acquainted. I went half a dozen times to hear his sermon and got very well acquainted with his theory. Reunite. When the brothers were reunited, Hans explained how it was that he was still alive. The ship sank, but the couple were saved and reunited. At long last, all our forces were reunited. Assume. Assuming that his family had been killed during an air raid, Hans settled down in a village 50 miles away, where he had remained ever since. He assumed that the whole school would be present to watch him perform. K. Let's just assume he is guilty. Express. The West Haven Express. The Murder on the Oriental Express is one of my favorite detective novels. It is a slow train, not an express. After consulting my railway timetable, I noted with satisfaction that there was an express train to West Haven. I posted the dictionaries to him by express mail. This is an express letter. Punctual. We have learned to expect that trains will be punctual. When I was your age, I was punctual, or I got no dinner, said Mr. Bounderby. We have all the time in the world, so why should one urge oneself to death in order to be punctual? Condition. After years of conditioning, most of us have developed an unshakable faith in railway timetables. We cannot think outside the particular patterns that our brains are conditioned to. They gradually condition their children to solving their problems independently. Unshakable. He has an unshakable loyalty to his cause. The boss was in no hurry to implement his unshakable principles. Faith. People tend to have strong faith in sciences. Cancel. Ships may be delayed by storms. Flights may be cancelled because of bad weather. But trains must be on time. You cannot cancel the order unilaterally. The appointment was cancelled at the last minute. Exceptionally. Only an exceptionally heavy snowfall might temporarily dislocate railway service. The speaker is exceptionally eloquent today. Timothy is exceptionally leafy and productive. Dislocate. His sudden arrival dislocated all my plans. A cart of pigs, which jumped out from the vehicle, dislocated the already jammed traffic. Blame. It is all too easy to blame the railway authorities when something does go wrong. In the past, the merchants and the fruit growers blamed each other for bruised, unattractive fruit. The high price of wheat was often blamed on the high rent that had to be paid for land. Consult. After consulting my railway timetable, I noted with satisfaction that there was an express train to West Haven. Anyone having difficulty in assembling the machine is advised to consult our engineer. Direct. It was direct from my local station, and the journey lasted a mere hour and 17 minutes. This book is translated direct from the original. Why don't you go to the headmaster direct?
Odd.
At the time, this did not strike me as odd. You are as odd as can be. The man in the picture has an odd little toothbrush moustache. Reflect. I reflected that there must be a great many people besides myself who wish to take advantage of this excellent service. He reflected that this was the first time he had seen her weep. They went back home, reflecting upon what they had seen. Advantage. He was aware of having an advantage now. Mighty. Even a mighty express train can be held up by signals. A mighty army led by the great king of Persia had come from the east. Schubert's Grace, Chopin's Beautiful Sorrows, and the mighty harmonies of Beethoven fell unheeded on his ear. Dawdle. But when the train dawdled at station after station, I began to wonder. Judy dawdled over a cup of coffee. Must you dawdle like that? Chug. It suddenly dawned on me that this express was not roaring down the line at 90 miles an hour, but barely chugging along at 30. The train chugged through the mountains. The machine chugged, whined, and stopped. Lodge. I determined to lodge a complaint as soon as we arrived. The slaves who had been ill-treated by their owners might lodge a complaint with the magistrate. Citizens lodge an appeal to the Environmental Protection Department. Complaint. Of course he had no complaint to make, for he was being well treated. We are inviting the public to write to us with their complaints and questions. Triumph. There was a note of triumph in my voice when I told him that it was there in black and white. We can be sure that he laid down his pen with a final sense of triumph. His face was curious. It showed a kind of triumph. Asterisk. A tiny asterisk conducted me to a footnote at the bottom of the page. The asterisk is often used in writing to show that there is a comment at the bottom of the page or that something has been omitted. He added an asterisk to the first page. Conduct. She conducted us into a cottage. The surgeon lifted up the limping patient and offered to conduct him home.